Looking back at Rose Hill, what a great meeting on the weekend. Alex Steedman joins us now from Racing and Sports. How are you, Alex?
Yeah, I'm doing good, Sean. How about you?
Terrific. The first there Saturday, I thought two great runs, positive problems. I thought at the top of the straight, I thought, I wonder whether you'll hang on. And Maraquita, I thought, you can't get it. And they fought it out. It was a great finish.
Yeah, it was. A positive problem. She was ridden positively and it reaped dividends. Ran to a time form rating of 94, which is a career peak for her. It was a timely win too, Sean. She's a full sister to a multiple group place getter in Siva and Dream. And it sounded like Connections were thinking about sending her to stud this spring if she didn't strike some form. So that win may be the catalyst for her going around another season, Sean.
Maraquita, great run. Came from nowhere.
Yeah, it's true. She's been up for a while now, but she keeps managing to pull a few nice runs out of her hat.
Now, the Tab Highway handicap for Melanie O'Gorman, she's been persistent with Sun Craze. It just kept so near, but yet so far. All of a sudden now, it's seemed to have found the winning habit.
Yeah, after a string of seconds, the blinkers went on, and they've seemingly given him the extra couple of lengths he's needed to be winning, and he's run to a time form rating of 90, which is strong for a highway handicap. Next stop for him is the anniversary highway next month, so Melanie's just going to keep him fresh for the next month or so. The runner-up, don't give a damn. He was brave in defeat. Admittedly, he was carrying 6 kilos less than Sun Craze, but it was still a bold effort for just his second career start, and he's run to a time form rating of 77. While somewhat shy of Sun Craze, it does bode well for his future, perhaps next prep with a bit more maturity under his belt, Sean.
All right, now just clear these totes at Ballarat, the winner 4, Killarney Sheldon, 2 even 145, Matt's Road, 268, Corborne Lambo, 570, 4th, 6, Don's Tron. Quinella 1320, the exact is 1780, trifecta 215.50, and the 4 paid $1,432.80. Quick defence at the 300 just looked as though, in the Parramatta handicap wasn't going to go anywhere, but then all of a sudden when it got out and saw daylight, didn't it get home?
Yeah, he's just one of those horses that's not running a bad race, this prep. And I'm happy to see him rewarded for his consistency too. He's run to a time form rating of 93, and what's encouraging about that is that's still below a peak time form rating of 95, which he ran to when he was still racing in the UK. His latest prep started in May, and he hasn't run a bad race through those 9 starts. There's the 2,000-metre benchmark 85 handicap for him at Rose Hill in a fortnight, which looks a nice race for him coming up. The runner-up, Imanui, he's racing well this prep, but can't quite crack it for a win. Giving quick defence 1 kilo, he's run to a time form rating of 95 for just a narrow defeat. It was good to see him settle midfield as well, opposed to just flopping out of the gates and settling last. So hopefully he can take another step in the right direction. 5th run from a spell. Maybe he can go one better than last that day, Sean.
All right. The Stan Fox, gold standard, a great win. Josh Parr is just showing what a great front-running rider he is and a great judge of pace.
Oh, fantastic day for Josh. 3 rides for 3 wins. And gold standard, he's improved with each career outing to date. The penny has really dropped based on Saturday, though. He's run to a time form rating of 114. Interesting race on Saturday. 114 is low for a Stan Fox Stakes, but it will likely become the norm as a byproduct of the race being moved forward 2 weeks. The Stan Fox Stakes used to be positioned perfectly for Golden Rose horses to race in it on the way to the Caulfield Guineas. In recent years, we've seen the last 3 Caulfield Guineas winners in shooting to win, Press Statement and Impending all come out of the Stan Fox Stakes. So the purpose of the race has changed this year. Instead of working as a Caulfield Guineas lead-up, it's now a lead-up to the Golden Rose and even the Gloaming Stakes on the same day over 1,800 metres. Gold Standard, he heads to the Golden Rose now and he's having a brilliant maiden prep, Sean. Whatever he does in the Golden Rose is just a bonus on what he's already produced.
You know what I saw in the race that I thought is crying out for further? That was Ace High.
Yeah, well, hey, we've just spoken about it. It's a perfect race heading into the Gloaming in 2 weeks'
just
time.
Terrific.
So I think you're spot on the money there, Sean.
Deploy, what a terrific run in the Theo Marks. Just got an egg tart was a beauty getting home, but you can't take anything away from the winner.
Yeah, so strong. Another win, another track record. The one he broke was set by a horse called Alcoz, which had stood for 27 years. He's run to a time form rating of 114. 114 puts him a couple of lengths below the top line sprinters we've seen so far this spring, like Minari, Vega Magic and Red Zell. But the win has at least got him on the radar of the Everest. He gets another all addition for the Everest in 3 weeks' time when he contests the Group 2 Premier Stakes at Randwick over 1,200. You're right too, Sean. Eckhart, solid on resuming. 1,300 metres was never going to suit her first up. She was racing in Oaks as a filly last prep. The Theo Marks, though, it's long acted as a launch pad into the spring for horses like Eckhart, who'll be much better suited over a mile and even beyond. That run should ready her nicely for the Epsom Handicap in 3 weeks' time.
All right, we go to the next. Ravi was a nice winner of the Scirocco. What else did you like out of that?
Oh, Ravi, fantastic. Nice return. She ran second in the race last year behind Heavens Above, and now she's gone one better. A change to her racing style, getting her to settle more prominent, has immediately worked, and she's run to a new career peak of 110. Only two mares have run higher than 110 in winning the Scirocco in the past decade. Mimi LeBrock, she ran to 113 when she won it in 2008. And the champ, More Joy, she ran to 113 and 116 when winning both in 2010 and 2012. Second place, Geta Perezada, she's run out of her skin to run second. Daisy Doom, she's returned nicely. She's run to a time form rating of 104. Her peak rating is 108. And she produced that when she won the Dark Jewel Classic at Scone in the autumn. So there's good scope for improvement with her on what she produced first up, Sean.
The run to the Rose, Minari was just superb. The interesting one I thought was Parast. It was the first time it's led since it led at Caulfield in an English race down there. And on that day, it ran a terrific race, third behind Jukebox. It sat off the pace the last couple, but on Saturday when it led, I thought $101. It was an amazing run.
Yeah, you're right. He's easily run to a new career peak of 109. It'll be interesting to see if they continue to persist with that racing pattern that he's just adopted to such good effect. I certainly hope they do. But Minari, very exciting colt. He's run to 122p, and that's above the five-year winning average of the run to the Rose. The only two previous run to the Rose winners with higher figures, a Smart Missile in 2011 and Piero in 2012, they each ran to 123. So the Golden Rose in 2 weeks is next for him. Recent history bodes extremely well for him. The last three runs of the Rose winners, Hallowed Crown, Exosphere and Astern, they all went on to claim the run to the Rose Golden Rose double. After the Golden Rose, we could see him in the Everest. On our figures, he deserves a spot too, Sean. Of the sprinters to have raced this season, only Vega Magic has returned a higher rating than him with 126. Very exciting sprint prospect, Sean.
He's just looked so impressive, hasn't he?
Yeah. I certainly hope he can get himself a spot in that Everest because, yeah, he's a very impressive colt, very flashy individual too.
Yep. Now, the eighth and Zumbalina, Glenn Schofield, never wasted one penny on this. Just stuck to the paint all the way.
Yeah, smart ride. And yeah, Zumbalina, she's back. She's run to a top form rating of 100 on Saturday. She's a talented mare who just struggled through the autumn on wet tracks, or maybe she just didn't come up, I'm not sure, but let's give her the benefit of the doubt. Let's just say it was the wet track. A time form rating of 100, it's a nice way for her to kick off a prep. Even more encouraging is it's 4 pounds shy of her best. She achieved that best when running to 104 back in December, where she beat Sam by 2.3 lengths, giving him 2.5 kilos. And albeit Sam, he's a stakes winner now. There's a benchmark 90 handicap over 1,400 metres at Rose Hill in a fortnight, which I think would suit her. It might be the perfect stepping stone for her back to stakes racing. The runner-up, Tango Rain, he's handled a rising grade well and run to a time form rating of 107. He's improved with each run this prep off a generous spell. He could perhaps go to another benchmark 90 handicap over the same trip in 3 weeks' time at Randwick.
All right, the last. I spotted one getting home right out wide here. It was huge odds. Make a Dane. It's come from second last. It was a big run. Wayanka, though, it got the race on Protest.
Yeah, look, Make a Dane. I barely even looked at him, to be honest, Sean. My eyes were just on the finish between Wayanka and Interlocutor. Wayanka, yet another horse, ball was brought back up from Melbourne of late for just the right race. Follows in the recent footsteps of Allwood and Syed, who've each won coming back up from Melbourne. Wayanka's run to a time form rating of 94. Interlocutor, though, hugely impressive. He's run to a time form rating of 98, and he's done that first up over an unsuitable trip. Imports tend to improve sharply on their first Australian preps. Interlocutor looks another case in point. Sean, arguably the run of the day for mine moving forward deeper into the spring. I think they can find some nice races for him, sort of over a mile up to 2,000, Sean.
Yeah. Now, what stood out on the day? I mean, Minari probably was the eye-catcher, wasn't it?
Yeah, definitely Minari. You can't ignore how impressive he was, running to 122p. And just with the history behind him heading into the Golden Rose, that's going to be fantastic. But looking for a horse who can keep working through the grades, as you may have got the impression, I quite like the look of Interlocutor for us moving forward over a bit more ground, Sean.
And I think you'd do far worse at the moment than to hitch your wagon to the Gerald Ryan camp. These horses are flying.
Oh, it's incredible. He's striking at 25% in the city so far this season. So, yeah, I completely agree. And the profit on turnover is pretty impressive as well too, Sean.
Yep, too. And just stick with Josh Parr as well. He's flying as well.
Oh, he needs more rides, though. That's the problem.
No, made enough on the weekend. I'll give you the tip.
Yeah, definitely.
three from three. All right, Alex, good to catch up. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, Sean.
Alex Steedman from Racing and Sports there.